I was thinking about telling you all that this was going to be a really short sermon today, but then I thought, I don't know, if I get worked up here, we may go for a minute. Amen? But it's a pretty obvious message today, is it not? The reading is one of our foundational scriptures. It's the second scripture that is part of our foundation. It's the first post, if you will, after we've poured the foundation. It comes from Micah 6:8, and it says, "But God has already made it plain how to live, what to do, what God is looking for in men and women. It is quite simple. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love." And by the way, don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. Now the reason, you know, we are not a creedal church, amen? Most independent churches are not creedal in their organization. And we're not dogmatic either. We don't have any particular dogma that people are required to follow or ascribe. Is that the word I want? Ascribe to. Yes, ascribe to.
We do encourage dogs to attend.
So.
Wrong dogma.
Yeah, we do encourage dogs. Amen. Anyway. But we had to have some focus. We had to have some direction. And I realized that when people sit there and look at our church, you know, especially me, they sit there and go, "Oh my God, you're a heretic. Your theology is so far out there." And you know what I get to answer? I get to say, no, we're a biblical church. Amen? Hallelujah. We are a biblical church. The foundation for review has been poured. And what has it been poured with? The words of Jesus, with the words that come from the Old Testament. What are those words? We're supposed to start each and every day. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord God is one. Love God with your heart, your soul, and your mind." And the second is like it, and that is to love your neighbor as yourself. And we talked about that last week. That is the very foundation by which people come to our church. That means if you understand that God is one and that God loves you unconditionally, that you can love your neighbors unconditionally. Wow, what a place to start. Do you know that that means that you can come to this church? It does not matter what you wear. It does not matter who your friends are. It does not matter your history. It doesn't matter what you even believe theologically. Because the one common piece that we have in this church is the idea that what? God wonderfully and uniquely made you in God's image. And we have claimed that as enough. So that means that when we go out into the world, we don't have to worry about what people think or say or try to do to us. Now, of course, we got the questions, did we not? Last week, after last week's message, people come up and said, "Hey, this whole loving your neighbor thing as I love myself, well, really? Just exactly what is it that God requires?" Well, that becomes Micah 6:8. That's the first foundational post that goes into that foundation. And that is, God has made it obvious? Do I want to say that? It's really obvious what we are to do. Be fair and just. You know, in the older translations, they talk about, what is it? What's the word? It's not fair and just, it's... I'm going to forget. I forget the main word. But it means that you don't judge folks. You treat folks right. And an example of that would be this. I think I told you this story, but there was several months ago now. I was on an umpiring assignment down in Peachtree City. I get all the way down to Peachtree City, did the assignment, and I went to leave, and all of a sudden, there's this kind of a rough patch and a crank, and the car will not move. It just will not. And I thought my transmission had fallen out, right? Well, as it turned out, there's some kind of cylinder that's part of your brake system, and it got old, and it blew. It broke. Fell completely off. First of all, praise God that didn't happen on the expressway. Praise God that it happened while I was sitting there. But here is how you do right by people, right? The people who run that league that I was umpiring in come by and said, "What's your problem, Pastor?" And I told them what was up. Of course, I had already called a tow truck. I'm 40 miles from home, folks. I got no way to get there. Billy's in bed getting ready to go to work, so he's asleep. I can't call him. The people that run the league said, "Don't worry about it, Pastor. We will get you home." They drove 80 miles round trip. And you know, it took the tow truck 3.5 hours to get there. So we didn't even leave the facility till after 5 o'clock. That is what that first line of being compassionate to your neighbor is all about. You do those things that can be helpful. You see a need, don't wait to be asked. Just do it. The second line in the older translation talks about being merciful. It's called being forgiven. When somebody does you wrong, do you want to carry that around for the rest of your life? Or do you want to let go of it? The same way that God does not carry around, hello, your transgressions. And then that last piece. I don't know. Maybe this is the hardest piece because we talked about it last week. You know, with that guy, remember the story about the guy that said, "Okay, look, I'll give you my horse if you can think of nothing but God for one solid minute." And the guy got 30 seconds into it and wanted to know if he was going to get the saddle. You know what kind of world we live in, folks. It is hard to take God seriously sometimes because we have so many challenges. We have so many things pushing on us. But I absolutely guarantee you today that if you start every day looking in that mirror and proclaiming that you're wonderfully and uniquely made in the image of God, that you start your day of what you're going to do in that day by declaring that God is one, and that you love God with all of your heart, with all of your might, and with all of your mind. And because you do that, you can be compassionate to your neighbor. You can be forgiving of your neighbor. And friends, that is taking God seriously. God bless you this morning. Okay.